From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The last of five House and Senate committees is set to vote this morning on a health overhaul bill, paving the way for floor debate in both chambers. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
There's little suspense about the outcome of the vote in the Senate Finance Committee. With a 13-10 Democratic advantage, the bill to expand coverage to the uninsured and help slow health spending is expected to be approved easily. But there are still some questions about who will vote which way. Committee Chairman and bill sponsor Max Baucus is hoping that Maine's Olympia Snow will become the first Republican to vote for a health overhaul bill in either a House or Senate committee. And some Democrats have been threatening to vote against the measure because they say it doesn't go far enough to help people with their health insurance woes. Once the bill is approved by the finance panel, it must be merged with the bill approved earlier this summer by the Senate Health, Education, and Labor Committee before being sent to the full Senate for debate. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Moscow for meetings with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. At a news conference, Lavrov said that the United States and Russia made considerable progress toward reaching agreement on a new strategic arms treaty. The 1991 Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START, expires in December. Negotiators have been working hard to reach agreement on a new treaty. Clinton is in Moscow for talks on a range of issues, including Iran's nuclear ambitions. According to a State Department official, Clinton will talk about specific forms of pressure Russia would be willing to use against Iran if it doesn't offer sufficient proof that its nuclear program is peaceful. A day after it test-fired five short-range missiles off its east coast, North Korea says it will hold talks with its rival South Korea on flood control and family reunions. Dwali Tsai-Kaitow reports.
The South Korean government wants to prevent more deaths after North Korea released water from a dam last month, killing seven people downstream. The Lee Myung-bak administration is also keen on resuming reunions of families long divided since the Korean War. Both issues are priorities for Seoul, but come as there are reports that Pyongyang is preparing to launch more ballistic missiles. An unidentified government source told South Korea's Yonhap news agency that this time the short-range missiles could be launched from the northwest coast. Analysts and officials say the launches may be part of a routine military exercise to improve rocket capabilities. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Tsai-Kaitow in Seoul.
Japanese stock prices were higher today. The Nikkei was up by 60 points, or 0.6%. Oil prices are near $74 a barrel in Asia. Benchmark crude was up by 52 cents to $73.79 a barrel. This is NPR News. In baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies have advanced to the National League Division Championships after edging out the Colorado Rockies 5-4 last night during a nail-biter in Denver. From member station KUNC, Kirk Sigler reports.
For the second straight night, the Phillies were aided by a late-game meltdown from Rockies pitcher Houston Street, who had come in as a closer after Colorado came back from behind to take the lead in the eighth inning. But in the ninth, the Phillies took the lead back after clobbering two key hits during a series of sloppy pitches from Street. Then a last-ditch effort by the Rockies went awry when shortstop Troy Tulowitzki struck out. That silenced a rowdy Coors Field crowd and doused any hopes of the Rockies advancing past the first round, something the club last did in 2007. The defending World Series champion Phillies will now face the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
A strong Pacific storm is on a course for the West Coast, and Southern California communities near areas burned by wildfires are preparing for the possibility of mudslides. The National Weather Service says that the area could receive widespread rain today and tomorrow. And with the rain comes the possibility of mud and debris flows from the burn areas. Of particular concern to officials are neighborhoods below the slopes of the San Gabriel Mountains. That's where 250 square miles of the Angeles National Forest burned in August and September. As a precaution, sandbags and concrete barriers have been placed on streets to try to protect any flows of mud and debris away from homes. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.